You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information. The views and opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent those of the network, its advertisers, owners, or sponsors.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of I Hate Dating, where we try to take the world of dating and make it suck just a little bit less. As always, I'm joined by my two esteemed co-hosts, Paul and Stacey. Stacey, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. And Paul, how are you today?
I am well.
Excellent. And today we have a special guest, my friend and our friend, friend of the show, Yamir. Yamir, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well today.
Awesome. Great. So let's start right into our first story. We've had our ups and downs, but the one thing I've never done is intentionally hurt her, ever. It was an accident and happened in the heat of the moment.
Uh-oh.
I've been saving up for years so that I could afford an extremely expensive pet fish. It was my pride and joy and would come up to the top of the water to be petted like a dog. We were having an argument and she stormed off in a mood because I said I didn't feel ready to have children yet. We're only 24.
I just got this fish.
There you go. She came back with a bottle of bleach and started pouring it into my fish's tank. I ran over and tried to grab the bottle, but she poured in more, and then I pushed her away from the tank, and she fell. She hit her head on the side of the desk and bled. I instantly apologized and checked if she was okay. She was mad at me and stormed off and locked herself in the bathroom. I tried to save my fish by moving him to the sink, which, whilst I did water changes, but he died. My girlfriend just turned into a massive brat and said I was abusive and hit her. I told her it was an accident, and then she said she's going to the police. Mm. I've even seen a photo she sent to our mutual friend where she has a black eye. I didn't even punch her, and she hit the side of her head on the table when she fell. Mm. She has no reason to have a black eye. I have no idea where it came from. I actually hate her now. She has always been kind of childish and petty, but to kill my pet fish because she's angry? She said I'm worse because I beat her. I didn't beat her. I pushed her away, and she fell. I don't know what to do. Stacey, we'll start with you on this one.
All right. So this is a very sensitive subject here. So I'm going to try to address this as delicately as possible because, you know, obviously this show, you know, we try to do lighthearted fun stuff, but this is pretty serious here. Mm-hmm. So I am going to definitely approach this one with caution.
Please do.
And, you know, there's three sides to every story. Mm-hmm. You know, it's her side, his side, and somewhere in the middle, there's the truth. But I'm going to go with what he has told us.
Sure. The text.
Mm-hmm. This is someone who is clearly very emotionally unstable in terms of the woman.
Okay.
And this is a situation that you need to remove yourself out of immediately. Because mm-hmm. the fact that she took it upon herself to try to harm something that she knew mm-hmm. was so precious to you in exactly. terms of this fish, it meant right. a lot to you. Yep. She really was trying to hurt you. You know,
absolutely.
And she knew that a good way to do that was to kill this fish. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you pour bleach into a fish tank,
right?
You like know, that's, her
that's,
intentions
that's next level.
Yeah, were to,
that's
to
next
kill
level.
This fish.
Exactly.
And that's pretty serious here. And then the fact that, you know, you pushed her away, you say you pushed her away and she fell and she hit her head. And now all of a sudden, you know, you abused her. This is someone that, like I said, has some deep emotional issues here. And this is a situation that you need to remove yourself from completely and lose all contact with this individual. But I am actually quite concerned that this person may try to do something, you know, even further, just based off of what he said.
Exactly. Right. Because I'm thinking if she's going far enough to kill a living animal mm-hmm. to get back at you, like and the level of what she's willing to go through is unknown at this point. Right.
Right.
So, yeah. So, Paul, what do you think on this one?
OK, so for starters, it's a good thing that he doesn't already have a baby with her.
Mm-hmm.
So you dodged a bullet there, bro.
Yeah.
So we're already in the clear, so to speak. So if she's willing to take these pictures of her brutalized face and take it to the police, I'm assuming that this happened a little bit of a time ago.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And she hasn't done that yet. So I'm assuming that by now any bruising is old, which means that it's inadmissible. So now I have three words. Small claims court. Mm-hmm. You had to save up for this fish, and you paid all this money for this fish, and she killed it. Sue her ass. Folks might not be with me on that, but the relationship right. is over. You're not going to stay with this woman because, like Stacey says, she's emotionally unstable. And anybody who's willing to kill something and then damage themselves, if that's true,
right,
and blame you for it, add further damage because you pushed her, she hit her head, she was bleeding, and then all of a sudden, I was black, which means that if you ain't do that, she had to do it to herself. So if she's a self-abuser and then try to put that on you and then threaten the police, then there's no more reason to be in that relationship. You have to leave that situation. But if you leave in that situation, you already invested all this money. Small claims court.
Are you serious? See, I'm going to say, dude, chalk that money up as a loss and walk away.
Yeah, that's, chalking I'm with up you shit. On that one.
The bruise is healed.
No. She can't it's
take
not worth
him.
It.
She can't take him. She can't press charges on that old ass bruise anymore. She can't.
Here's the thing. Do you want to play that game, though? This person is...
It depends on how much I paid on that fish. Here's, my man had to save up for that over a period of time.
Very true.
What percentage of your gross income did that fish equate to?
What percentage of your mentality and peace of mind is worth trading in for this one?
Exactly.
You are talking to Petty Pendergrass.
And I know this for a fact.
Yeah.
All right. So, Yamir, what do you think on this one?
I was in a similar situation myself.
Okay.
Not with a fish, but with a vehicle.
Damn it. Okay. All right.
The best situation was, for me, was just to stay away.
Yeah. And see, I agree with that. I think it's the idea of... This person wants attention. Mm-hmm. This person wants to be she wants to put these emotional hooks in you.
Yeah.
And you taking her to small claims court just gives her more reasons to interact and be in your life.
Yeah. She got to learn.
But as you're thinking, you're teaching her and trying
I'm
to
not
cure
teaching her.
Her
anything other than how to pay me my money. For my
But some things what's are your, not worth your, it.
Yeah. It's what's your peace of mind
well,
worth?
I don't know.
Exactly.
Depends. It depends. It depends on how much I spent on the fish.
Okay, so let's say
my peace of mind is worth a lot. However, if I spent equivalent amount on this fish, I want my fucking money.
All right, so 15 grand on a fish, you're like...
15 grand on a fish?
I'm going to need to get that back.
Oh, we in court.
Okay, but here's a question, though, right?
Judge Judy going to have to tell me, shut up. Shut up!
What do you think your chances of recovering that money is going to be from this person? Even you get a judgment against them.
Very small.
She's young. Obviously, she's 24. He said they're 24 years old?
Yeah. No, he's 31. No, I'm sorry. No, you're right. They're both 24.
So if she's in her early 20s, she's still young. When she gets a little older and starts looking at that house and she get that judgment on the credit to remind her about my fucking fish.
Let it go.
Okay, Petty LaBelle. Yeah. Listen.
Hey, Petty LaBelle.
I'll
Petty
tell you
Pendergrass.
What my situation was. I was dealing with a real alcoholic.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I never, you know, people say, oh, I can drink. You know what I'm saying? I'm an alcoholic. No, right. I dealt with this is
like for real.
For real alcoholic. This woman weighed every bit of 106 pounds, but could drink a whole fifth of Grey Goose by herself.
Sweet Jesus.
Yeah.
All right.
She was a for real alcoholic.
Okay.
So, yeah, she had a little class.
Stacey's drink of choice.
Yeah. Right. But no, I was being nice.
Right.
And her car was down, so I let her drive my car.
Okay.
And, she didn't come back when she said she was going to come back.
Right. Ooh. Now, did you know she was alcoholic before you let her take the car?
No.
Did you know she was like prone to drink like a little bit more? Like, did you have an inkling? Like, you know, she drinks a lot. Like, I drink, but she drinks. Like, it's 6 a.m. and she's already putting a little bourbon in the
not nothing like
orange
that,
juice.
You know what I'm saying? I saw, you know, we would drink together.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, she would drink, you know what I'm saying? She would drink more than me, but you know what I'm saying? Right. You know, that ain't hard to do.
Sure.
So, you know, I ain't thinking nothing of it.
Okay.
So
she doesn't come back.
She doesn't come back at the correct time. Let's say that.
Okay.
And I find my vehicle on the east side in the middle of the street.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
No, her.
She's there.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Right. But most definitely not where she's supposed to be.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, I don't want to read into this, and you feel free to share as much as you feel comfortable sharing, but like, is the car like at the other guy's house, or is the car just at a bar? Is it just in the middle of Bewick?
It's like, literally in the middle. No. Just like you said, it's literally in the middle of the street, and I'm talking to some guy who helped her get the car out of the middle of the street.
Really? Like, was it wrecked or just like sitting? Like, what happened?
She ran it till it ran out of gas, and apparently, you know what I'm saying, she had a guy there in the vehicle with her. He left her.
No.
You know what I'm saying? And that was that.
Wow, that's messed up. Now, you see, I think it's especially heinous that she was willing, and going back to the story, that this woman was willing to kill a living being, right? Like, this one thing, she left your car, that's irresponsible, that's ignorant.
Yes.
She's, you know, me knowing you, I know that you would get yourself out of a situation like that, but this person here is willing to kill a living being. That's that's homicidal, serial killer type
stuff. I don't think that. I think that well, first off, this person's very childish.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So she doesn't see a fish as a being or anything. She sees it as a toy. So it could have been a fish, a car, whatever.
Right.
This is no different than, you know what I'm saying, Jasmine Sullivan busting your windows out your car. This is the same thing.
I mean, this was obviously done to hurt him.
Yeah.
She knew how, you know, valuable this fish was to him. So it was about hurting him, not necessarily the fish.
Yeah.
But it's the fact that she went to those extremes to hurt him.
Exactly.
This, you know, these are, again, red flags. Like, okay, this is someone that you need to cut all ties with.
And the thing about it, it doesn't sound like he paid attention to those red flags from the beginning.
Yeah. Let me build that out real quick for one moment. So this broadens out a little bit because that behavior, because a lot of people might be listening like, well, that's how kids do it. She's 24 years old. Let me be the first to say that that does not change with age. You do not outgrow that. Mm-hmm. The only thing that changes is as you get older, you don't have the energy that you once had to go as crazy as you used to. Mm-hmm. So you have to be more violent and scathing with your tongue because you just ain't got it like you used to in your 20s to bust the windows out like you used to.
My point is
that that behavior doesn't change. The only thing that's going to change that behavior, maybe if you find Jesus, but ultimately you're going to have to lose something that you truly love as a result of that behavior in order for that to trigger some type of a change in you.
Mm-hmm.
So
for
anyone who's dealing with that, you need to step out of that situation because it doesn't change. It's not going to get any better over time. It's not going to get any better with talking. They got to either lose something or find Jesus.
Now, the only thing I want to add to that, though, because I agree with you 100%. Well, I guess if I want to change something, I agree with you like 80%. That person, as they get older, if you're thinking, I'm just going to wait till they get older and mature out of it and they won't have access to these violent things, they'll just become more seething with the tongue. Don't forget, they'll also have access to bigger weapons of mass destruction. Mm-hmm. So when they're starting off trying to kill your fish now, later they'll be trying to kill your puppy. Sooner or later, they'll be trying to destroy your credit.
Yeah. Like, absolutely.
This person would just get more and more vehement.
Yeah. But what I'm saying, physically, they might not have the energy to pick that brick up and toss it like they used to. So, then instead of that, I'll just make sure that I cancel out your credit cards, max them out or something like that. Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just as potent.
Yeah.
It's not as energetic.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, see, I would say to him, I'm like, dude, you got to lawyer up. At this point, this person's out there.
Okay, so he can lawyer up, but he can't go to small claims?
No, lawyer up to make sure that your story gets heard by someone on your side to
say, well, you don't go to jail.
It's already too late.
What you don't want to do is all of a sudden you're at school one day or wherever you're at, and the sheriff comes up and says, look, you've been served.
Mm-hmm.
And now you got to start from zero.
I'll be like, so what are we going to court for?
Because you don't know if she's already going to the police, and they're just trying to build a case for you.
Well, the way the text reads, it looks like this has happened a little while ago, and she didn't actually go to the police.
But see, he doesn't know that.
It don't say that.
Say that. And I don't know if there's a statute on domestic abuse, right? Like, is there a statute on assault?
Yeah, there is. If that bruise is old, then she can't claim that he was the one that did it.
Okay. Again, if
now
I was
cops show up at the house and she got fresh bruises, you going to jail.
But this is someone who may do that.
Yeah, if she was willing to hit herself in the face once, she might do it again.
Well,
like,
no, that's true.
And say, look, and look, here are pictures. You know, so you want to make sure you have your lawyer game up and saying, like, listen.
Did this say that they live together?
No, this they did not look together.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So that would be my thought. Lawyer up, get ready.
Mm-hmm.
Just because you just never know. And it's going to suck because you're gonna have to drop at least $2,000 or $3,000 on a retainer for a lawyer just to make sure somebody can hear your story. And maybe the lawyer has relationships at the local precinct that can say, look, in case this ever happens, this is my guy.
You
I know what's going
you
on.
You raised something. I need to give a little word to the wise out there. All the men who may find themselves dealing with a psychotic individual. Even if she's pouring bleach, don't push her, dog, because then you have to worry about
lawyering. Don't put your hands on her.
Absolutely. Don't put all you need to do like them kids do on Facebook when the people get to fighting, pull that phone out, world
record
star,
everything.
She is killing my fish, so that you can then be Petty Pendergrass and go to court.
Now, there you go.
With your video evidence and get your money back. You saved up for that. I'm suing for the fish cost. I'm suing for the cost to go to court. Mm-hmm. I had to miss work to come to court. I'm suing for missed wages and pain and suffering because I named that fish and he used to pet. You know how hard it is to find a fish that wants to be pet like a dog?
I didn't think fish were pettable.
I didn't think they were either. That's worth at least another $500.
There you go. Absolutely. So, Stacey, what's your final word for this young man?
My final word on this, in the words of the late, great Maya Angelou, when someone shows you who they are, believe them.
Amen.
And this is someone that clearly has some issues that, as you mentioned, may try to do even further harm to you in the future.
Yes.
And so my advice to you would be to cut all ties in terms of you know, getting an attorney and getting some mm-hmm. legal advice, you know, that's definitely not a bad idea because, you know, this is someone that you don't know which bag she's going to come out of.
Exactly.
She's clearly very unstable and we don't know how she's going to handle you breaking, you know, all ties with her. Exactly. So you definitely want to seek some type of legal advice. But in terms of going to small claims court, I would say, you know, take this one as a loss.
Look, you can't say and a lesson. How much that fish costs.
That's just for me, you know. Yeah. Me, I value my peace of mind. Yeah, you know, you cannot put a price on peace of mind. And this is someone that, like I said, she has some real deep rooted issues, and it's not worth the headache. No. So it's like, just let that one go.
That'd be my size. Paul, what's your last word on this one?
Okay, so I've already given all the advice. So my main thing is, it's over. I'm just going to go a little bit of a different direction. It's over. Do not have sex with this woman anymore. She's crazy, which means she got that crazy kitty too.
You know what? Something else.
So after you've absorbed the loss of your fish and you know things have settled down, she's acting normal again. Dude, it's still over. So if you're gonna follow Stacey and Herb's advice and absorb the loss of this fish, do not go back and pet that crazy kitty. Yep. Because it doesn't get no better,
it's
dog.
Not worth it.
It is over.
It's not
Let
worth it.
Let that thing go.
And I can almost guarantee you.
Sue her ass.
And I can almost guarantee she's going to come back with the whole false reflection. I thought about it. I can't believe it. Yes. Oh, my God. It's so terrible.
She is going to back into the room with her pants down. Yeah. But my thing is, let that shit go. It is over. It is dead and over. Always remember that pettable fish. That's a one in a million. You'll never get another fish like that. And they don't even want you to sue for it.
Nope.
So it's over.
Walk away.
It's over.
Cool. Yeah. All right. So on to our next story. My sex drive seems like it's out of control. I seem to be constantly horny, for lack of a better term. Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm 31 years old and to date, thought of myself as an average male with average desires, but now I'm not so sure. Uh-oh. My fiance and I have sex maybe once a week. Wow. We both work hard and usually only have sex on the weekend. If I could, I would have sex 3 times a day. I probably would. I don't want to place any pressure on her, though. I love her too much to force that issue, but I guess I'm having some difficulty engaging. Like, what is normal for a guy my age? Can you guys help? Paul, we'll start with you.
I'm looking at Stacey and she's giving me a weird look here. You know what? I know you're starting with me.
Yes.
But I have to start with a question.
Sure.
For the lady.
All right.
Would it be a fair assessment to say that if she doesn't want to physically express herself very often with this person, that there could potentially be something obstructing the connection between them?
Not necessarily. It could be, you know, something going on with her that has nothing to do with him.
Okay.
But
you would say, based on the schedule that he's given, that might be reflective of either a problem between the two of them or something going on with herself.
Yes.
Okay. I wanted to get that out the way first because I don't want to speak on behalf of women. I would like to say that in my dealings, in my personal dealings, if someone's got you on we have sex on the weekends, if they're treating you like a job, then there's probably something going on between the connection between the two of you. Mm-hmm. Or like Stacey mentioned, she might have some type of an issue on her own. So I'm thinking that this is a connectivity thing or a personal health thing with her. Maybe she's got chronic pain or whatever have you. But there's an issue there. I think that two people who have no issues between each other would want to physically express their emotions, if they have emotions for each other, on a more frequent basis. There is nothing wrong with you, sir. You're 31 years old and you want to have sex more than just on the weekends like a weekend job. You ain't got no sexual W-2. You're not over there punching a clock to where you can only get some booty on the weekend. I'm sorry, there's nothing wrong with you. And don't let nobody who has an issue sexually try to make you convince you that you a sex addict. Got you all in kinds of classes and shit talking about, my name is John Doe and I have a problem. Right. No, there's no problem with you, sir. There's nothing nothing wrong with you. Well, your testosterone levels are accurate if you want to have sex more than once or twice a week. Yes, sir.
All right, so you're on a great roll. I hate to stop you. I'm going to go over Stacey a second. But but I feel like you've gone into the fact that, like, she's one saying, like, we can only have sex once a week, where he's saying I can have it every day. Mm-hmm. But is there any type of credence to, like, it's a perception issue? Like, maybe for her, once a week is like, she might be thinking, like, wow, we having sex like once a week is great. And there's no connection issue.
That's
there's
just spoke to the
has he spoke to her? Has he spoke to her?
Oh, there's another.
Has he made his problems vocal? According to if he hasn't, yeah. That's his fault.
Well, according to the text, he doesn't want to pressure her. But let's go to Stacey real quick. I feel like we're I'm questioning. But that's my thought for my first thought though.
You know, he just brought up a good point. My first question for him is this something that you've, you know, discussed with her? Mm-hmm. As I was saying to Paul, it could be an issue with her, not necessarily anything wrong with their connection, but it could be something going on with her. It could be something where maybe her sex drive is lower. It could be that maybe she's really stressed at work because he did say they work really hard. And, you know, sometimes stress can, you know, interfere with a person's sex drive. Sure. I think that it's very important for them to communicate on exactly why they're not having sex more often if this is something that, you know, he wants to do.
Right.
And then I'm like, okay, have you guys had sex more, you know, frequently and now it's changed? Like, I have, you know, a lot of questions here. Exactly. Like, did something recently change where you guys were, you know, doing it a lot and then all of a sudden it went down to, you know, just on the weekends?
Right.
But I'm just going to go based off of the text.
The text.
So I would suggest, you know, having a conversation with her and letting her know, you know, how you feel and letting her know, like, you know, babe, you know, I want to get it in. Like, you're my woman. I'm attracted to you, you know, because that's a great thing.
Do you feel that on your back? I mean, how are you ignoring
that? I mean, that's a great thing that your, you know, your partner wants to have sex with you often. Because if your partner wasn't trying to have sex with you, that would be a whole other issue. That would be a problem.
And that would be a complete problem. That's the whole thing. You
know
what I'm saying? Because if he does not communicate that with her, you know what I'm saying? Eyes wander.
Absolutely.
Eyes wonder. Dude, you know what I'm saying?
And let me make a point.
I'm not saying it's right.
But it's real.
But let me make a point here because let me say this. Cheating is never excusable.
Never.
So let me say this.
Never.
Please,
it's very important to communicate with her that this is an issue for you.
Right.
And if you feel like she can't fulfill your sexual needs, then you need to let her go if she's not rising to the occasion. Now, if you have addressed this and she's saying, okay, I hear you, and she's making an effort to fulfill your sexual needs, then you guys can work that out. But if she's not doing that, don't cheat on her. Don't use that an excuse to say, you know, I told you what I needed, and you couldn't fulfill my needs, so I had to go out and get it otherwise.
Right.
You
know? Exactly.
You need to let that go.
Let it go.
Right. And you need to find someone who can fulfill your sexual
needs. When we talk about talking, let's address this as a partner. Okay. So let's not just go in, babe, all this ain't getting satisfied. This is you and you have not and you must and you this. No. Let's go in and with this as a partner, as a good coach would.
As adults.
As adults and a good coach would. When his star player out there ain't playing like you know he could, what's going on? Talk about you.
And ask questions.
Let's ask some questions. You said we both work hard. You said that stress at work can. Okay, so let's just say, okay, I'm stressed at work. All right, fine. You be stressed at work and we'll just not have sex. No, let's talk about how you can unload some of that stress when you come home.
Exactly.
This is supposed to be your recharge station when you get home. Mm-hmm. So stress from work, bring it to me. Talk to me. Let it out. Let's reconnect. Use this as an ability to reconnect.
That's
ultimately, at the end of the day, even if it's stress, as long as it's not something physical, mental, I mean, physical health-wise, if it's something mental, then that's a connectivity issue.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Whether it's your fault or not, it may not be a connectivity issue because you have a problem with me. You're going to have a problem with John and Amy at work, and that's causing a connectivity issue between us. And so I have to be your shelter at that point. I have to be your recharge station. Mm-hmm. Once you feel like you've dealt with it with me, then we reconnected. Mm-hmm. And then you're free to express whatever it is that you feel physically.
Do you know the problem with this whole situation? That's great, Paul. But the problem with this whole situation, he says that he's afraid to pressure her, which means that he
done probably talked about this shit once before.
Well, not even that.
Oh my God, why you always wanted to have sex? I'm not a pincushion.
You wild as hell. But no, the thing about it is like this, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
If you feel uncomfortable about coming to your mate about anything, you have a problem right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's problem number one.
Not sexual problem. You have a communication problem.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You need to fix that first.
Yes. Right. Yep.
Fix that and then work on sexual.
And you're absolutely right, because this is his fiance, correct?
Yes.
Okay, yes. Wow, so this problem. Is something that
that's
definitely
huge.
Has to be addressed before you walk down the aisle.
Get married.
Wow.
Not until that communication thing gets fixed,
dog. Yes.
Save yourself some money and some drama. Trying to tell you. Do not get married with that.
You
got stuff you can't talk about.
Yeah,
we had connectivity issues before we even get married.
Well, now, to be fair, though, these could be strictly inside of him. We don't know what happened in his past has made him think that him having such a high sex drive might be a bad thing.
He doesn't need to get married.
But no, hear me out. But we don't know what it sounds like. I'm afraid to pressure her and put that on her because I love her so much. We don't know if he is internalizing this and saying, I'm a bad person. Maybe he's Catholic and I'm a bad person because I have these desires and I shouldn't want to express them so much so wildly. Mm-hmm. And so now he is telling himself this before and hasn't even reached it there. He may have a total freak on the other side of the bed, but he just hasn't reached the subject because he
doesn't know how to talk.
I would argue that he does not have a total freak. He might have a total freak when whatever is keeping them from each other is gone. He might have a total freak.
Right.
But I personally feel biased towards my own personal life experiences.
Absolutely.
For him to sit there and say, I don't want to pressure her, means that she done already pulled that card. Do not keep coming to me on no sex shit. Oh my God, what is wrong with you? Why do you always X? Why do you always Y? Why do you always Z? Mm-hmm. Like, I think that that's already been established. And so he's like, I don't know if
I could completely agree with that.
I don't want to cause troubles.
I think he needs to work out his communication problems first.
Yes, he should.
You know what I'm saying?
But I think that he probably tried it.
But then you never know. She may not know how to, you know what I'm saying, physically express herself. So once he works out his communication, understands her better.
Do we have ages in the text?
I think he said 31.
Yeah, 31.
That 31-year-old woman knows how to express herself.
Age don't mean nothing when it comes to maturity.
Look, when it comes to maturity. However, she knows the inner workings of how she work. And something ain't working for her in that relationship. And so she putting it off as a problem.
What do you have to say about it?
Well, I was going to say, but you know, for women, a lot of times sex is mental.
Yes.
There could be some type of mental block.
That is what I'm saying.
And that's what needs to get addressed. He does not know her mentally. That's the whole problem.
Mm-hmm.
You hear me talk about my four pillars all the time.
Oh, yeah.
You have to be in sync. If you do not understand how your mate thinks, then you have a problem. You cannot communicate with this person. You cannot get along with this person. You're going to always be afraid as my man. You know what I'm saying?
And let's not even talk about sex. If you have a communication issue, not even talking about sex, if you cannot talk about certain things, you should not be getting married.
Amen.
I agree.
Yeah.
Because that's something that has to be addressed.
That shit has to be fixed first.
Yes.
Got it. All right. So let's wrap this up with the final word. Actually, I want to say one other thing, too. This is just kind of like a little anecdotal thing. Is a lot of men think they have a high sex drive until you meet a woman who has a really high sex drive.
Amen to that.
I can't keep up.
He's 30 plus?
Yeah.
Get you a for real 42. Freak that's going to test them T levels.
Yeah. Absolutely. Because what you really have is you want sex when you want it.
Exactly.
Yes.
That's exactly.
Very different than having a high sex drive.
He's like, yes, I want it every morning when I wake up with that morning.
No, you just built up, brother.
What about every time you run into her? You brush past her once and she's poking it out, wondering what the hell your problem is. Where you at, Scooter?
And she wants the A game every single time.
Yes. Yeah.
Good luck with that. But anyway,
So
final word on that one. Paul, what's your final word for this young man?
Eat your dates if you. Oh, I'm sorry.
Wow.
Dates is real, though.
Dates is real shit now. Anyway, so my final word is there's nothing wrong with you. There is something wrong with the communication between the two of you. You do not have an excessive sex drive. However, there is a problem with the communication between you and your woman. So you do need to sit down. You do need to talk. You do need to let her know what it is that you want, what it is that you like, and what it is that is happening. But before you get into all of the you need to address the her.
Exactly.
Find out, is there something going on with her? Is there ways that you can be different and more helpful, ways that you can listen better? It's a partnership. Mm-hmm. Take care of your teammate first. After you've taken care of your teammate, then let your teammate know how they can take care of you.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Stacey, what do you have for us?
I think Paul pretty much summed it up. I couldn't have said it better myself. I would just say that this is something that is definitely important to be addressed before you walk down the aisle.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, sex is very important in a marriage. And so if you're having these issues now before you get married, it's only going to get worse as, you know, you guys grow older, have children, all of those things. Because if you're so busy right now with work, what happens when children are involved?
Exactly. No. Absolutely. When there's no time to have sex. When you got one hanging off the titty and the other one hanging off of the kneecap. How you gonna get it in?
There you go. It's gonna be real.
Couldn't get it in when it was just the two of you.
Yeah,
that's real.
Absolutely. All right. Yeah, you want to throw in anything on this one?
Just be able to talk to the person you're about to get married to. You know, you have to be able to communicate, because if you don't be able to, you can't communicate. Then if she, you know, if she's not open to communication, like Paul said, if she don't want to hear about it, then maybe you need to move on.
Absolutely. Very cool. And don't be afraid to break an engagement.
You know what I'm saying?
Breaking an engagement is a lot cheaper than breaking a marriage.
That runaway bride, that runaway groom, just run away.
Yes.
Try to work it out first.
Work it out first.
If you love her,
try to work it out. But if she ain't trying to hear it, move
run
on.
Run like a long leg Kenyan.
Okay. All right, what's next, man?
Another day of connecting couples that I hate dating. All right, so last story for the evening. It's kind of a long one, so bear with me. So to start things off, we've been dating for about a year and a half. We moved in with each other about 6 months ago. From the start of our relationship, she had always told me that she never wants or imagines sex with other men because I'm all she wants. Aww. But lately, I found out that isn't true. About a month ago, she started talking to a guy I had already known about. But since he was just a person to talk to, I never thought it would go to where it did. At first, she would tell me everything they talked about, even without me even asking. But after about a week, she would be on her phone all day talking to this guy and not saying anything to me about it.
What?
Time goes on, about 2 more weeks, and she wakes me up in the middle of the night crying. I asked her what was wrong, and she asked me if I had ever thought about wanting to have sex with other women. I replied with a stern no, because of course I don't want anyone sexually or emotionally as much as I want her. It's not even close. She then tells me she told someone she wants to have sex with them, and they want it too. At this point, my heart drops, and I feel like shit. I already knew who she was talking about, and I told her I knew who it was. After a heated argument and some crying on both ends, we made a compromise to act like the guy doesn't exist and block him on social media. About 2 weeks later, the other day, we got into the topic of what happened and how I'm still uneasy about it. She kept telling me I'm so sensitive, and that me being sensitive to what she wants and thinks is the reason why she vented to him every day and wanted to go have sex with him. I asked her what was on her mind that she thought I would be so angry and sensitive about. She kept trying to avoid the question, but eventually she told me. She said she wants to have sex with and experience other men. The first thing that came into my mind was exactly what she ended up telling me. She still has sexual fantasies about this other guy, and that we agreed we would move from both of our lives previously. I asked if she could get the archive of their messages because they were deleted, and I know there are things she doesn't want me seeing there. It kind of proved my point, but when she refused to get the archive, she said that she never sent him nudes and never went into graphic detail about having sex. But if she refused to show me proof, then how would I know she is lying? Since then, she's unblocked him on social media, and I'm paranoid she talks to him, but just deletes the messages. I told her I'm not okay with her having sex with other men, and she said, I just don't understand her. Nobody does. So I asked her if she would be fine with me having sex with other women, and of course she said no. She said it would hurt tremendously if I did that. I don't even want to have sex with other women, but I have to ask her to see if she was on the same page. We had a huge argument. I told her that if she wants to have sex with other men, she can do it without being in a relationship with me. She told me before that she wants to have sex with other men and still be able to come home to me like it's normal. But I wouldn't be able to be with other women at all. Hell, she gets mad at me when I like other girls' pictures on social media. Anyways, when I told her that this isn't the type of relationship that she'll be able to do that in, and I won't be waiting at home for after she gets have sex with another man, she started freaking out and all of a sudden kept telling me she only wants me and doesn't know what she was thinking when she said that. But this goes back to when she originally told me she wanted to have sex with him. She said the same thing, that she screwed up and doesn't think like that anymore and doesn't know why she did. Of course, I asked her what he has that I don't have. She keeps telling me nothing. But then why would she want him if I give her everything? I found out she told him that my sex is weak and she wants to know how much better it would be with him.
Oh, yeah.
The guy kept making jokes about how bad I am at sex, and she kept talking to him about how their sex would be. She has been telling me almost every day since we first moved in with each other, because we have sex almost every day and sometimes twice a day, that sex with me gets better every time, and it's so amazing. Wow. Is she lying to me when she says that? also, this guy's flying out near our area and posting it publicly on social media specifically, so she'll notice and maybe wanted to go try him out. He's trying to make friends with all of her friends to get it in with her and learn more about her. We're all three also in the same type of business, which is really conflicting. This guy has never met my girlfriend before. He's never talked on the phone with her before, and they have only seen pics of each other on social media. Yes. I don't know what to do, but I'm looking for any advice you guys can give me. So I know it's a long one, Stacey. Just pick your part and jump in.
Go ahead and start packing your bags. Yes. Yes. Call that moving truck.
Run.
And move on with your life.
Yes.
This is a very selfish individual.
All right.
You know what? I got to give her a prop. She was honest. Kind of.
She's so the most honest woman I've ever met ever.
I don't think she was honest.
The reason I said kind of is because, you know, she slipped up, you know, in some areas, but she was like, look, I want to have sex with other men.
Yeah.
You know, you let me do this or, you know, or not.
Right.
But, you know, the real messed up part about this is she's like, I want to have sex with other men, but you can't do it.
You can't do it.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm like, this is a very selfish person. Like, absolutely. This was someone who was, you know, open to an open relationship. It was like, you know, I do my thing, you do yours. We come together when we want to. Right. That would work. Yes. You know? But the fact that she's like, no, I want to go out here and get it in, but you stay at home.
You can't.
And you can't do that. That's a problem.
Right.
So I'm like, you need to let this woman go and do her thing with this other guy, because she will.
It's already happened.
Like, if he hasn't already planned on doing it.
Oh my God.
And you clearly will have a problem with this. So you need to go ahead and just move out.
That's pretty much it.
Matter of fact, she's doing it with the guy from the last story because his wife wouldn't do it with him.
Paul, what do you got for me on this one?
She's a whore.
She's not. Why is she a whore?
No, wait. Okay, hold on. What makes her a whore? We're not going to do labels.
We won't do labels. She's a generic whore.
Generic.
She's not name brand. All right, so here's my thing.
Adding labels.
This woman,
yes,
wanted the dick so bad that it woke her from her sleep. As they used to say in the Motown days, deep in the midnight hour.
Yes.
Wake up. I have to tell you something.
She woke up in tears.
Yeah.
To the point where she couldn't even keep it to herself. She had to share that shit. Baby, wake up. Yes, baby, what is wrong? Please tell me you want to fuck something else. Anything else. No, baby. All I want is you.
Are you sure?
What is this so bad? She's over there clowning their relationship to somebody else.
Yeah, right.
She's lusting at her. There's no respect here at all. Mm-mm. I don't even know why that. Stacey said it best.
Your
ship is sunk, dog. You Titanic with it. You already underwater. At this point, I need you to swim to the top.
To the surface.
You've already sunk. You've already sunk. So it's time to go. Leave. Bounce. There's nothing to be salvaged. There's nothing to be said. There's no questions. At the end, what was the ultimate question at the end of the text? Was there a question there, or was he just telling us his fucked up situation?
Just ask for advice. Like, is it salvageable?
No, it's not salvageable.
Nothing to salvage.
Go home. Call mama up.
I'm moving back in.
Let mama know I got to stay here for a couple of weeks until months. I get my shit together. I was with a whore, and I said it, and I'm sticking with it.
What makes her a whore?
That's what I want to know.
All right,
Desire it, Malone.
No. I'm gonna break this down.
Please,
because
do.
No. If she was just somebody who I got my engineer.
I know. You're all over the board.
If she was somebody who just, you know, wanted to who had some feelings for somebody else, wanted to experience that other person, there was some complications in their relationship. She wanted to try this out over here. Mm-hmm. You know, she wanted to go do something else and leave him. That's something different. You know, she wants to. I want to do whatever I want to do. Mm-hmm. I want to be as open as I can and keep you chained to this post like my little dog.
That's not a whore though. That's
is that a pimp?
That's up. Yeah, that's pimp.
That's pimping.
That's definitely
is that pimping?
Pimp. Her pimp game is strong.
Strong.
Her pimp game is strong.
Well, I don't like pimp.
I mean, you may not like pimp.
Whore
but
makes me feel bad.
I don't think no hoes like pimps.
I won't call her a hoe because she's not a hoe.
She's a pimp.
I think she's just very sexually liberated.
It's not sexually liberated. She's an asshole.
She's not sexually liberated.
I don't want to call. No, I think she's selfish.
She's selfish. Yes, she's selfish. An asshole.
She's
and
immature.
I don't feel like she's worthy of sexually liberated and all these nice, kind
terms. She's not.
I want to label her something more offensive.
Why?
Something that's more fitting.
What? For telling him the truth about what she wants?
She didn't tell him the truth. The whole truth isn't there.
No, according to the text.
According to the text, he has his own doubts about whether it's the truth. He said that he thinks she's erasing certain stuff out of
she told him she's interested in having sex with,
with
other
somebody.
Man.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Do you know when she told him that? When the feeling built up so tough that it woke her out of her sleep, that it was physically impairing her. She had to tell him.
So do you think that was guilt? Do you think she had already had sex with him and that was like her confession?
I think that's possible.
It's possible, but I don't know for fact.
I don't think you get feeling. I don't think you wake up out the bed from dick you never had.
I don't know. I think you potentially
that you never had.
I think this is when. All right. So can I speak for a moment, real quick? When you are living with somebody, and you're in a sexual situation that you don't want to be in, and you are living with someone, at that point you feel trapped, and being trapped can wake your ass out of your sleep. Like, oh my God. This is what I am stuck in. I cannot experience anything else. And so if I want to experience something that is going to give me joy because I am caught, trapped in this bad sexual situation that I'm not going to be able to get out of, at least not till Lisa's up, then I need to get this dude on board. So let me go ahead and run this water work real quick. See if I can get him on board with this.
So you're telling me, you know what I'm saying, just the thought of another person.
Not even
experienced it, but just the thought of having something
the thought
else
of freedom
other than what I got now.
Yes, the thought of freedom.
Well, like, woke her up out of
the thought of happiness and freedom.
Because remember what Stacey said earlier, that for women, sex is very mental, right?
Yes. Yeah.
And at this point, this man has painted such a mental picture of how much greater he is than what she's currently with, that it's like he's basically seduced her, right? He's found the gaps in her psyche. And he's filled those gaps with thoughts of him. So now all of a sudden, that's all she can think of.
Yeah.
And I can absolutely see how it would be torturous that she has to be with the person who she's saying like, oh, he's not this, he's not that,
right?
And this other guy's love, he's like, oh, it's amazing, it's wonderful, it's gonna be a beautiful thing. And so I don't even think it's at this point, I mean we're calling it's dick, but I don't think it's dick. I think this guy just painted such a wonderful picture
that's better than what she's got now.
Yes. Yeah,
that's better than what
she's
got now. She's
coming out of that wet connected dream that she had to look over at this dude that just don't do it for her anymore. Do you know what's the despair? It's just disparity.
But she's mature enough to say, this is not doing it for me anymore.
Yeah, that's the thing.
She's not there. She's not
this relationship.
Yeah, is that what you said?
She's not.
She didn't say she wants to leave.
No, she doesn't want to leave.
No, she just tells him. She just wakes
up. You know why she doesn't want to leave? Because my man may not be laying it down in the bedroom, but obviously he making them ends meet.
Oh, yeah, got banked.
She got a comfortable situation.
She's comfortable.
Yeah, she's comfortable. So she's not about to
screw the comfortable. That's why she doesn't want him to mess with anybody else.
Right.
That's exactly
don't
why.
Go. No. Keep the money home.
I got to tell you, I kind of respect her gangster on this one. Like, you said what you wanted. I cannot fault you for going out and saying what you want. Now, we may label her this and that, but at the end of the day, this is what I want. I want you to stay home. I want to go out. Now, she might have ran across the type of person. I think she may have found one who's actually okay with it.
That's because he's questioning.
What should I do? Like, wait, what?
Why are we even having this? Look, the second my woman woke up sleep.
Honestly, on some real
them
stuff.
The bags would have been packed before she got back to sleep. Sleep. Good.
Absolutely.
Honestly, on some real stuff, you have to be able to. What's really wrong with this whole situation is, you know what I'm saying? You have to find out where your self respect is.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. You have to know where your self respect is. Somebody telling you this who really does not care what you like, you know what I'm saying, or care about your relationship, you got to look at that. You know what I'm saying?
But she cares about it.
No, she don't.
She does.
She care about his bank.
No, you don't know that.
I would argue if she had three fucks, she wouldn't give a single one.
She doesn't care.
She does. Wait, here's the thing. I don't think from the text we can say she doesn't care. All we know from this point is that she thinks that the bedroom is lacking. Not even necessarily the bedroom is lacking, because I believe women will. I won't even go for what women to do. But she just wants something additional. She wants to be able to say, like, you know what? I already have this over here. I would like to add this other piece to it.
Irvin, I'm going to tell you like this. Okay. She doesn't care.
cared enough to say something. If she didn't care, she would just went ahead.
She likes her situation where she is right now, and she knows him.
I would like
and to. She knows him.
I would like to
he
hear
knows
a
she
woman.
Knows that he will question himself.
I would like to hear, gentlemen, I would like to hear a woman speak.
You know what? Yes, on, let's hear what she got to say.
I would like to hear a woman speak on the inner workings of how it works when you're sexually unsatisfied and yet in a committed relationship.
You can speak hypothetically especially, about generals. You don't have to speak from your own
perspective. No, I need her. Hold on. I need you to at least speak from the fact because I know this fine young lady here is not even going to engage in a sexual commitment until she's already been with someone for a considerable amount of time. So when
she's
you're,
a lady,
when you're putting that 90 days in and you've got this committed relationship going,
which I agree with, 90 days is very good.
And you have at least, and you have all this commitment going on, but you have not sampled the goods. So once you've sampled the goods and they are complete, well, you've been weighed, you've been measured, and you've been found wanting. So when when you're found wanting with someone that you are committed with, I would like the female take on what happens then. Like how does that work?
How does it work when you're not sexually satisfied as a woman
with someone that you're connected with, or someone that you're in now?
You know, obviously, I can't speak for all women,
nope.
But what I can say is, a lot of women, we're just designed to try to make things work, right? Mm-hmm. We're just designed to fix it.
Okay,
try to push through. What can we do to make it better? And if we've gotten to that point where it's like, okay, there's nothing I can do on my end.
Yeah.
Then that's when we're like, all right, I'm out. And so she might be at this point where she's like, look, I've been trying. This is not working. So look, this is my suggestion.
This, right. This is my ultimatum.
What do you think?
I don't want you to have sex with nobody else. I want to put no other woman through what
you
I'm going through.
You can't go under nothing else. So you need to perfect this shit first. You can't graduate off.
I'm going to call Tyrone.
But I will say this, you know, in terms of this specific, you know, woman, one thing that I didn't like about this text is that there is a level of disrespect here.
Yeah.
And the disrespect is the fact that she started talking about her man to this other man, talking about he's trash in the bedroom. Mm-hmm. Hey, so there's, true, you know, a loss of respect loyalty here in this situation.
Yeah. Big disrespect.
So, right. So regardless of her wanting to sleep with other men, the fact that she's putting down her man to these other men is a problem. Mm-hmm. And there's a lack of respect there.
And I want to speak to the person who wrote in really quick about this. Look, dude, don't go out into the world now thinking there's something wrong with you. Because now, true enough, you need to take an objective look at your abilities in the bedroom. But don't think for a minute that what she was saying is like the law, because she was trying to sell her situation to another person.
Yep.
And so if she's trying to downplay you to the other guy just because in that context that gains her some social equity with that person, don't take that so personal, because I don't want this guy walking around thinking like, oh, I'm terrible, I'm bad. Right. No, you might have been perfectly fine at this and it might have been doing great, but this other person is painting a different picture based on, and this is what really kills me right here, right? Because the guy who wrote in has to live in reality.
Yeah.
He has to be the guy that's there and sees you when you're putting your makeup on, and you have to see him when he's, you know, he just ate too much, he's bloated. He has to be the real guy.
Right.
This other guy on the internet gets to live in fantasy world.
Of course.
So he's
perfect all the time.
All the time perfect.
Yes.
So she, of course, has to now compare the fantasy to the reality, and you're going to lose if you're the reality guy every time.
Yep.
And what I would say to you is, dude, like everybody said, go ahead and leave her. And just, you know, don't block her on social media. Just remember, best revenge is your paper, as Queen Beyonce told us. You go out and live a fantastic flipping life. Mm-hmm. Let her look back and realize, like, goddamn, I left pretty much the ace in the game.
Yeah.
Because the guy she's going to go with, I can almost guarantee you is going to leave her high and dry. Absolutely.
Ain't even local.
But the thing about it is, this could happen. He done painted this great picture, and he gets to her, it ain't all that.
It won't. Right. It can't be.
It matter of fact, where she it mess around might not even be good as what she
had at home. Exactly.
Even if it is all that, he ain't local and he ain't moving here.
And he don't care about
and
you.
So he gonna come home and maybe lay some good or bad pipe. We don't know.
Yeah.
But he about to go home after that.
Exactly.
And what's she gonna be looking for when he goes home?
There you go.
Daddy.
Yes.
Daddy, well, I'm sorry.
No, that's when you pull up in that new coupe with the flavor of the week in the passenger seat. You just let her know. I'm out. Oh, boy. All right, so final words on this. So, Stacey, what do you got?
Final word, there's obviously a disconnect here.
Yeah.
And so you need to go ahead and let her live her best life, which she feels is her best life. Right. And you need to go and you need to live yours. And, you know, obviously you're not comfortable with this. You know, if you were someone that was comfortable with her going out sleeping with other men, you wouldn't be writing into the show.
Yeah.
So you need to go out and you need to find someone that, you know, respects you and will not be out here trying to sleep with other people. And you need to just, you know, let her go and do her thing. And you don't need to even look back on it. And like Irvin said, don't think there's something wrong with you. This is just a woman who was not satisfied in this situation for whatever reason. And her curiosity has gotten the best of her. She wants to know, is there more out there? And go and let her, you know, see that there's not more.
There you go.
That you were the best thing that she ever had so that she can live, you know, in regret.
Also learn from your situation.
There you
go.
Learn.
Absolutely. Paul, what's your final word on this one?
So James Earl Jones once said, and I think James said to her, so you want to sow your royal oats? She wants to sow her royal oats. And she probably been sowing them bitches already. So your ship is sunk. It's over. Start looking for something else. Do not deal or worry about what she had going on. Do not take anything that she told somebody else too close to heart. Like Irvin said, she was in sales mode. She had to sell this used, you know, she just had to sell
there you go
what she was selling to somebody else. And so she had to paint it in a light. She had to paint her situation in a light that was desirable to someone else. Because ultimately, she knows that this is a lion, and lions don't always go after what's gallivanting at the head of the pack. They want that weak, wounded one. So she had to present herself in a weak and wounded way. I've got somebody who just isn't doing nothing for me. And I'm so far at the end of the pack with this broke leg. Please come and slay me. Come and savage me when you come to town. And so, you know what? You don't need to be involved in that. You don't need to be a part of that. Go experience your life on your own. Yeah. Let that shit go.
Go buy a fish.
However, don't buy a fish that likes to be pet.
Don't buy a fish. Don't buy a fish. Because as soon as you leave her, she's going to go kill that fish.
She's going to pour bleach on that fish. Right. But you know what, though? Irvin said that there's probably nothing wrong with the game whatsoever.
No, I said objectively look. I said take it.
And I would like to just play devil's advocate for a moment. Half the time when a woman says dick ain't shit, sometimes it really ain't shit. And you need to stop fucking you need to stop being with every single person with the same game. So maybe on the next one, find out what she likes. Find out what makes her feel good. Find out what does it for her. Have the sexual conversations that a lot of people don't like to have. Because if you come into every chick with the same D game that you hit the last chick with, then, you might be running a situation like this on a regular basis where she online trying to find Mr. Adonis to come in town and satisfy her. So, Irvin might be right. Maybe there's nothing wrong with your shit at all. Maybe you asked all the questions and had all the conversations and tailored your game towards her. And it's still wasn't enough. Well, screw her. She's crazy.
Exactly.
But if you hadn't done that, if you're giving her the same D that you gave the last seven women,
right?
Then by all means, please have a sexual conversation or two and realign that D with the P that you're talking to.
Exactly.
So maybe we won't run into these situations.
And you guys heard me say this drunk and not drunk. But you should most definitely tell people what you expect. Up front. You know what I'm saying? Seriously.
Absolutely.
Seriously.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Here we go.
And I really believe that you should tell people what you expect. You know what I'm saying? Up front.
Yep.
Go back to my man who was very sexually active in his, and his, you know what I'm saying? His and his mate wasn't. You know what I'm saying? Even I'm not saying that he didn't, but these are things that need to be talked about up front.
Up front, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
In no uncertain terms.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Don't be vulgar with it, but act, you know what I'm saying?
I say if being vulgar is your way to get it across, be vulgar. Like,
yes.
I think it's one of those, I don't think these are the type of conversations you can handle with kid gloves. And we said earlier that you should be able to have a conversation with your partner no matter what.
Yes.
And if the only way you can say it is say, listen, you know, just, you know, Bad word. If that's how you got to get it out to make sure it's understood to the level of which you mean it, dude, go for it.
We're in a rated R relationship. I shouldn't have to censor myself.
All right. I know this is kind of hard hearing it coming from me.
Especially coming from me.
Swinging from the rafters like a side of beef.
Like I said, I know this is kind of hard hearing coming from me because y'all know how raw I can get.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I think there's, you know, you can always adjust the way you talk to get your point across.
Very true.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So let's say if I was speaking to this young lady right here and we was about to be in a sexual relationship, you know what I'm saying? I was like, I need it 3 times a day. Mm-hmm. And she's not used to that. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to come. You know what I'm saying? She's not used to anything like that. Then I wouldn't, you know what I'm saying? Not saying that she can't get down with it, but if I come straight to her vulgar, when you won't come up off that thing, I need you to come up off of it 3 times a day. She's going to be like, step back. No.
Well, yeah, you have to know your partner.
You have
and
to
how
know.
To communicate with
you
them.
Have to know how if to communicate with them. If you know how to communicate with them,
if you're in your third or fifth year of marriage and you've been having the kid glove conversation, no, you tell, look, I need you to come off that thing, or else I'm out. She needs to know at this point you reach savage mode.
No, you have to know how.
You gotta know. Hold on, man. I know.
I've tried to romance you. I've tried to be nice about it. If this person is not getting any of the other hints, at some point in time, you got to go nuclear. Because if the option is I'm going to walk out of here, then you just got to say it as wrong.
You're
going to
push her away.
You have She's to already know pushed away. How to yeah. communicate with your partner.
You have to
it's
know how to communicate.
5 years.
You're talking about your wife at this point.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You can't pull the end of the relationship and put that on the table.
If it's been 5 years and you've been trying, like, you know, it'd been really nice if we can connect on a deeper level.
You could go nuclear without putting the marriage.
Exactly.
If you're at the end of your rope and you're like, look, if this doesn't change, I'm leaving. Then the least you can do for your marriage is say it as
raw. You still don't have to do that, man. You don't have to do it.
You say it as raw, you got to say it. You got to disrupt their pattern.
The average chick going to be like, all right, we'll see you later.
Bye.
Yeah. That would be my reaction.
Then take your horny ass home.
Bye. Then bye. if you've been five, it's the problem is we can't experience because since none of us here have been in that are in that moment right now, we can't speak to it. But if you're in that moment and for 5 years you've been trying to handle this and be sweet about it and be nice and kind and kind of let this person know and leave little hints and all that type of stuff and none of that's landing, dude, you got to go nuclear with it. You got to let them know, like, look, this is how big this is. This is what I'm talking about. This is so important to me that I'm thinking of destroying this whole thing. You
how
need to know how big
has the
is
marriage
that.
Been in effect? And you've been going through 5 years of turmoil.
Let's say 10 years.
Okay. All right. Well, then that's a little different. You had me thinking that you've been married for 5 years and then shit got bad. And then he was like, look, I'm gonna leave.
Oh. No. You've been 5 years suffering.
Oh. Well, and you've been together for five already.
Yeah.
Then how the right. How did you get to the 5 year point?
Exactly.
Because 5 months, I'm like, babe. Because you've been. Can you please let me in on what the fuck is happening right now?
There you go.
Do you see this ash? I ain't supposed to be dry like this.
New dry. Sorry.
Hydrate me.
Right,
Hail
go.
Hydra.
All right. So we're at the end of our show. Yamir, thank you so much for coming by. I really appreciate it.
Oh, no doubt.
Guys, we have 2 more episodes before we wrap up this season. So just want to say thank you all so much for supporting the show. I really appreciate it. And good night and good luck.